Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Our organic yogurt business supports 200,000 acres of organic family farms. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
The original list of the seven wonders of the world was a kind of tourist guidebook to the ancient world. Think the Colossus of Rhodes or the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Well, both those wonders are gone. But modern communications technology offers the chance for a globally democratic way to select and rank the greatest natural wonders. So the organization New Seven Wonders has completed a survey to create a new list. People around the world were asked to vote online or via cell phone. The response was so huge, particularly from Asia, that a final tally of those cell phone votes is still being verified. But New Seven Wonders has gone ahead with a preliminary list, and spokesman Eamon Fitzgerald joins us now from Munich to fill us in. Welcome to Living on Earth.
It's a pleasure, and greetings to your listeners.
Well, thank you. Let's quickly go over this new list of natural wonders, and they're in alphabetical order, right?
Right.
So that would mean we'd start with the Amazon rainforest.
It's an iconic symbol of everything about the planet's environment that is both precious and endangered. And certainly for many on the green side of the political divide, almost a holy significance.
So next we go to Ha Long Bay in Vietnam. That's a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well as the Amazon.
It is unique in many ways. Thousands of little islands, an entire phenomenon encased within itself. But one, again, that is under great stress and in danger because there is a tremendous move to commercialize it and provide a constant tourism influx.
Now, next on the list alphabetically, Iguazu Falls, which sits, by Paraguay and Argentina and Brazil. I've been there, by the way. It's a great place, but why did you list it?
It is very spectacular. It is very beautiful. And in the competition, it proved to be very, very popular. Significantly, perhaps, outside of that particular region, people from many countries where there was no finalist in the competition, take, say, Great Britain or Norway or Scandinavia, many of them who would have visited Iguazu Falls, like you, perhaps felt inclined to vote for it.
Next, alphabetically, we have Jeju Island in South Korea.
I was there in April, and again, it is very, very beautiful. It's a volcanic island, and so it has a combination of stone and plant life that is quite unique. And I was immediately aware of the danger posed by commercial development. What we're seeing is the emergence of a vast middle class in China. Let's say we have 200 million of the 1.2 billion people who now wish to travel. Some of them will obviously go to Boston, some will go to Venice, some will go to Munich, and a lot will explore the immediate neighborhood in Asia. And Jeju Island will be one of the places where they will go.
In Indonesia, there's Komodo National Park. And what's so beautiful about Komodo National Park?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think the thing here is the fascination with the world's largest lizard, which is a fearsome creature. And there's something spectacular about the animal, and its home is just someplace that is magnetic.
So moving down the list alphabetically, we come to the underground Puerto Princesa River in the Philippines.
Again, we're talking Asia. We're talking about a country where we saw perhaps another interesting aspect of the idea of how a global pole functions. Filipinos are spread all over the world. The domestic economy is very, very weak, but you have lots of people from the Philippines working as nurses in New York City, as service personnel in the Gulf, and they are all very proud of their homeland, and they all voted for the Philippines finalist.
And finally, Table Mountain, Cape Town, South Africa.
A symbol of South Africa, Nelson Mandela saw it daily from his prison on Robben Island and vowed to praise it as soon as he was released.
Now, some of these wonders that have made it on the list are threatened by human activity. In fact, I suppose most of these really run some sort of risk. To what extent do you think being on this list will protect these locations from being destroyed?
It is up to the custodians of these seven places to put in place some kind of structure that allows for the reality of tourism, but also for sustainable development. And if the two can be combined in a very pragmatic and progressive way, there is hope that they can be preserved.
All right, well, I'm going to pack my bags. It's going to take me a while to see all these places.
Good luck and enjoy the trip.
Eamon Fitzgerald is head of communications for New Seven Wonders and joined us from Munich. Thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Details of the winners, as well as the 28 finalists, can be found on our website, loe.org. And by the way, what's your favorite natural wonder on the planet? Let us know. You can text or email us at comments@loe.org or call us at 1-800-218-9988. That's 1-800-218-9988. Or post your selection on our Facebook page. That's PRI's Living on Earth. Just ahead, we continue our series, Go Fish, Striving for Sustainability, with a taste of how a problem might become an asset. Keep cooking with Living on Earth.